אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. The 23rd Knesset officially dispersed at midnight on Tuesday night as the deadline to approve a 2020 budget expired, sending Israelis to the polls for the fourth time in less than 2 years. Elections were automatically called for 90 days from the dissolution, for March 23, 2021, although that date can be changed by vote. The failure to pass a budget came just 7 months after the swearing-in of the unity government between Likud and Kahol Levan. The two parties, which had fought each other bitterly in 3 indecisive elections, agreed to form a power-sharing government with a rotating premiership between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz in May. Despite pledges to put aside their differences in order to fight the coronavirus pandemic, both leaders soon were claiming that the other was breaking their coalition agreements. The budget was a central point of contention. Polls taken in the last hours of the Knesset showed that the new elections will not solve the political deadlock, although Gideon Saar replaces Benny Gantz as the major rival to Netanyahu. Zev Elkin, a Likud cabinet minister, known to be a confidant of Prime Minister Netanyahu, officially resigned from the Knesset on Thursday. Elkin delivered a dramatic indictment of the Prime Minister on Wednesday night as he announced his surprise decision to quit Likud and join the Tikva Hadasha party led by Gideon Saar. In his remarks, Elkin cited his lost faith in a prime minister he accused of increasingly placing his personal interests ahead of the country's. Elkin accused Netanyahu of destroying Likud, claiming many in the party quietly agree with him, and said he could no longer tell Israelis to support someone that I've stopped believing in. He became the fourth Likud lawmaker to defect to Saar's party. Labour leader Amir Peretz on Wednesday said he was stepping aside as leader of the party after driving Labour to its lowest ever showing in the past election and later breaking his campaign promise not to join a government led by Benjamin Netanyahu. Security forces on Thursday arrested a Palestinian man as well as several accomplices suspected of the murder of Esther Hogan on Sunday. Hogan, 52, a mother of 6, went for a run in the Rehan forest near her house in the settlement of Talman Asher last Sunday afternoon and did not return. Her husband Benjamin notified the police. Her body was found in the early hours of Monday in the forest, apparently after she was killed violently. 2 rockets fired from the Gaza Strip on Friday evening were shot down by the Iron Dome anti-missile system. Red alert sirens sounded in Ashkelon, Zikim, Netiv HaAsara and nearby towns in the Chof Ashkelon Regional Council. There were no injuries or damage. In response, Israeli aircraft yesterday morning attacked Hamas targets, including a rocket manufacturing site, underground infrastructure and a military outpost. Researchers in the Asaf HaRofe Medical Center have found 49 suspected cases of the new coronavirus variant that first surfaced in the UK. With daily new virus cases averaging over 3,000 for the past few days, ministers on Friday approved the regulations of Israel's third national lockdown beginning at 5 p.m. today, as the Bank of Israel issued an assessment that the closure would cost the nation's economy 2.5 billion shekel for every week it lasts. The lockdown is set to be at least 2 weeks long and may extend to 4. Commerce will shut down apart from essential services such as supermarkets and chemists. Kindergartens and school grades 1 to 4 and 11 to 12 will study as usual during the lockdown, while grades 5 to 10 will study remotely. Israelis may not go from their homes beyond 1,000 metres, apart from exceptions such as taking children to school, going out to be vaccinated, to receive medical treatment or social work care, or to attend a demonstration or a legal proceeding. Israelis are forbidden from going inside each other's homes. Fines for breaking the rules stand at 500 shekel. Thousands of Israelis flooded malls, shopping centres and open markets across the country on Friday and last night, with citizens gathering in large numbers with limited social distancing for the last breaths of normalcy before being shuttered in their homes for at least 2 weeks. despite a government decision to compel all Israelis entering the country from Wednesday night to quarantine in state-run hotels. Only about 12% of arrivals had in practice been forced to do so in the first 2 days. By Thursday night, out of some 4,000 arrivals at Ben-Gurion Airport since the new regulation came into effect, only about 500 had been sent to hotels, while others had been told to self-isolate at home. Health officials have expressed optimism that this lockdown will be the nation's last, as it sets up its vaccination drive. The Health Ministry announced on Friday that over 74,000 people had been vaccinated against the virus on Thursday, taking the total number of people to receive the first dose of the vaccine to 210,000. It's now 250,000. Chezi Levy, the Director General of the Health Ministry, said yesterday that Israel hopes to eventually reach a vaccination rate of at least 150,000 people per day and called on the public to obey restrictions even if they do not have faith in the government, as it is only for a short time. Dozens of people protested in Caesarea on Friday afternoon near the private residence of Prime Minister Netanyahu, calling for a formal investigation of the Prime Minister in the so-called submarine affair. Previous investigations have resulted in indictments against several close associates of Netanyahu, as well as high-ranking military officials, but not of Netanyahu himself. The affair revolves around allegations of a massive bribery scheme in the multi-billion shekel state purchase of naval vessels from German shipbuilder ThyssenKrupp. Police arrested one of the leaders of the protest, Roi Peleg, for causing a public disturbance. 2,000 demonstrators joined demonstrations last night in Jerusalem. There were several arrests as a breakaway group of protesters blocked streets. Two teenagers from the north of the country were arrested for attacks on demonstrators. Christmas trees at two churches in the northern city of Sakhnin were set alight in the early hours of yesterday morning. Police are investigating the arson attack. One of the trees was outside a Catholic church, while the second was outside an Orthodox church. Both churches have filed criminal complaints over the incidents. Wadia Abu Nasser, a senior official in the Christian community, said the two separate incidents showed that there was malicious intent behind the fires and they should be treated as terrorism. Security cameras showed that the arsonists were Arab teenagers. Leaders of the Muslim community, including MKs, rushed to Sakhnin yesterday to say that the Arab community would not be pulled apart by internal hatred. In the first direct flight from Israel to Morocco, flight LY555 took off on Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. from Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport and landed in Rabat a little before 3 p.m. On board was an American and Israeli delegation led by the special advisor and son-in-law of President Trump, Jared Kushner, set to sign a series of agreements between Morocco and Israel. The Israeli delegation was led by National Security Advisor Meir Ben Shabbat, a son of Moroccan-born Jews. The number 555 was symbolic of the Hamza, a good luck symbol for North Africans, Jews and non-Jews alike. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing all our listeners a Happy New Year for 2021.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.